Chapter 42, 2. Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. When Xu Ting came back from autumn hunting, she must not be so angry anymore. At that time, he didn't know what it was and was just playing with Lu Qiqi. After the incident, he realized his mistake and was very afraid, so he was so scared that he didn't dare to face Xu Ting and Du Xian, so he ran back home. He still had time to make up excuses about the origin of the medicine and other suspicious things, and if he won Xu Ting's heart, he would definitely be able to fix things. The carriage finally arrived at Zhenbian Palace. Xu Jing was helped back to his room. He was very uncomfortable, but his father was still chattering. Why did you come back? You're just a brainless person. You can't bear it when you're sick. Why didn't Xu Yu come back? How can the doctor at home be better than the one in the paddock? Even if it's better, will they treat you? Xu Jing was annoyed. Stop it, go out. Hey, you little white-eyed wolf, aren't I doing it for you? With such a good opportunity, you don't even know how to respect your father. Meanwhile in Lord Hanji's courtyard, Hanji asked his little servant, the fifth young master is back? Xu Jing could never have imagined that Xu Ting's letter was delivered to Hanji long before he entered the Zhenbian's palace. By now, Hanji's anger had brewed to a point that he definitely did not want to bear. Xu Ting wrote in the letter that she didn't want Xu Jing to stay in the palace anymore. Just like his father, he is really not a good person. Hanji said, getting up and taking the four personal servants towards the courtyard of concubine Le Yun. I thought Xu Ting was concerned about him, so I gave that courtyard some face, but it seems I was thinking too much. I told you, even if Xu Ting loves Xu Yu and Xu Mai, she shouldn't love Xu Jing. Hanji said with a smile and soon arrived at Le Yun's courtyard. Even at night, the Zhenbian palace was brightly lit. Since Hanji was the lord of the palace, Le Yun's servants didn't dare to stop him, so Hanji walked directly into Le Yun's courtyard. When Le Yun saw Hanji, he was shocked. He didn't know why Hanji came, he was apprehensive. He hurriedly bowed and said, greetings, how come you have time to come to me? Hanji didn't talk to him, and ordered people directly, come on, pack up all things for concubine Le. The servants following Hanji immediately went up and took out all of Le Yun's clothes and jewelry, banging and rummaging around. Le Yun became anxious and cried, what did I do wrong? Why is the Lord doing this to me? Xu Jing pushed his father out half-heartedly, and after lying down, he breathed a sigh of relief. Then he heard the sound of rummaging outside and his father crying. Xu Jing's heart skipped a beat, an unpleasant feeling instantly rose up. He immediately went up and walked towards his father's room. Seeing the chaos in the room, Le Yun fell to the ground and begged, while Hanji sat high above the ground, Xu Jing supported the door frame and said, I don't know what my father did wrong, Lord, you did this, how will you explain to Queen when she returns? Threatening me, right? 10 years ago, Xu Xuan might have been reluctant to bear this concubine, but now Xu Xuan was in her 50s, and there was nothing left in her mind. Even if he killed Le Yun directly, Xu Xuan would not blame him. Hanji was indeed merciful, a kind-hearted lord, who did not mistreat or torment the concubine, but he was also the son of a noble family, and he was tough enough to control a palace. It's not him who did wrong, it's you who did wrong, it's you who dragged your biological father into this, understand? Xu Jing was shaken, but still said with a white face, I don't know what I did wrong. You can't punish father and me for trumped-up charges like this. Hanji showed a contemptuous smile, looked at him and said, come on, the fifth young master made a rude remark to this lord. Pull him out and slap him for 20 minutes. Concubine Le Yun taught his son poorly, you've ruined the Xu family's blood, pull out the stick to beat him. After the beating, Hanji led the servants away and said, clean up well, there are not many hours left until dawn. At dawn, someone will take you out of the house. Le Yun kept begging for mercy until his voice became hoarse. He stood up and kept hitting Xu Jing, you bastard, what did you do wrong? Go and apologize to the Lord. Xu Jing's face was almost swollen and his speech was slurred, but he still frantically chased after him, shouting at Hanji's back, it's not my sister, right? It's not my sister who asked you to do this, right? Hanji turned a deaf ear, and explained to his little servant, send them to the village outside the city tomorrow and leave two strict servants to watch. Tell the outside world that the fifth young master had an epidemic and was afraid of infection, so he is specially sent out to recuperate.